Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, brother, for sharing and further confirming what you and I were talking about the other day and what the Lord revealed to me last night in the middle of the night. Because I know you compiled all this stuff over a month ago, so praise the Lord. So, yeah, we're going to have a little bit of music, and then we're going to start with the testimony service. And I hope and pray everybody steps up to do as Psalms 135 says we should be doing. And so I'll be back in a minute.
Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song.
Oh, God,
sing to the Lord.
Oh,
if everyone can please kneel, we're going to start with prayer and ask for the Lord's presence to be among us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for answered prayer. Thank you for confirmation on things you are revealing. And thank you for giving us the means by which to do those things you have told us to do. Thank you also for opening up your word and blessing us through the spirit of prophecy and helping us to overcome so that the closer we get to your Son, our precious King and Savior, the closer we get to Him, the more we can hear the Holy Spirit within us, and so that we can go forth and glorify you with perfection. And so thank you for being with us as we gather here. And thank you for all the blessings that we've seen over the last month or last 30 years. And so thank you for blessing the people's hearts with the desire to glorify you today. Let everyone step up to the mic or at least, you know, offer a testimony and a private message or an email or something or a text. Because everyone is being blessed of you. And so thank you for letting us know that this is part of our duty too, to let others know what you are doing, because that makes people jump off the bad side of the fence. And so thank you for all these blessings we're about to declare unto all the great congregation, actually, as David calls us. And thank you in advance for the prayers being answered tomorrow. And we offer this prayer to the best of our ability and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, our Savior and our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. And thank you again, my brother Joe, for recording this, because I can't do it on and off with stereo mix. So, let me just see what I got here. I just got a PM. Oh, I got a PM, praise from Sister Vanessa. Yeah, but before sharing, I want to read something to you. I'm going to stick this in the room. I think I'm doing this every time we have a gathering. Let me just put this in the room real quick. It's Psalm 135, verses 1 to 3. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise him, O ye servants of the Lord. Ye that stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. It's pleasant unto him, and it's pleasant unto those that are seeking, because I know. And this is how I found Christ, is when I was searching, I was watching Christians that had already found him. And to see how they related to things that he was doing in their lives shocked me at first, because I thought, is he, you know, because I knew the Lord when I was a little kid, but I, you know, you don't read scripture when you're a little kid, so my understanding of him was very, very basic. But it was also, I trusted him hands down, you know, because I was raised in a religious house, which is better defined as superstitious, because it was Catholic. We were devout Catholic. And, but I did, when I finally left the Catholic Church and the Lord called me to do the work, I did send a letter to my parents thanking them for introducing me to Christ, even though their version of Christ was lacking, because Catholicism preaches another Jesus. But that version of Jesus helped me to look for him And I also praise the Lord for the Baptists that came around telling me I was going to hell because I was a Catholic. You know, that upset me because I was devout. And I was teaching Catholic doctrine. I was standing on the pulpit with the priest handing out the Eucharist. I was even an usher passing that plate, which I thought, after I left the church, I thought that's bad to do. You know, distracting the people. They're supposed to be listening to the sermon, and here you are asking them for money. I thought, yeah, that's why ever since then, you know, whenever I was asked to preach somewhere, I says, please don't pass the plate when I'm preaching. I want people focused, you know. So, yeah, I'm going to give you something here from Gospel Workers as well. Because some people have a tendency to do this, and, you know, they go on. It says, Gospel Workers, page 171, paragraph 2. It says, nothing will so completely kill the spirit of devotion as for one person to take up 20 or 30 minutes on a long testimony. This means death to the spirituality of the meeting. So keep that in mind when you're sharing your testimonies. You have to keep them short. Some people say, well, I go on for a while, but yeah, I'm talking to, you know, sharing others because I'm going to be reading some of the testimonies and stuff like that as well. So, and I sometimes chime in during a testimony from somebody because you all know I preach from my sleeve, from experience. And it just seems to work for me. But I, you know, before sharing Vanessa's again, sorry, sister, but what Eli shared today and what he shared, I don't know, a couple, 3 weeks ago when he did part one, the Lord gave me something oral in the middle of the night. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but I want to praise the Lord. What he gave me in the middle of the night, I understood it, but I was thinking, okay, this could just be my own personal opinion kind of a thing and on how camp meetings should be, if you will. And so I went into prayer, like I do every morning, and then I went into my studies. And I was in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, where Paul was rebuking the people of God for just calling the outsiders dogs and not sharing the blessings. I mean, that always confused me, even as a babe in Christ, because I only had a basic understanding of the sanctuary, but it's pretty obvious that the four horns on the altar stand for north, south, east, and west. And so you can't say, oh, well, you can't come, but they can. No, that's not true. That's not the way to go. And then what he shared today was confirmation as to what the Lord gave me the other night. And so I want to praise the Lord for that because I love it when he gives confirmation because sometimes you think, yeah, well, maybe that could just been me and my private opinion and all this. And, you know, and this is one of the reasons I study the Word daily. I want to be in such a close relationship with the Lord that I can hear such things and understand his Word and then be around my brothers and sisters that are just as strong in the Word so that, because iron sharpeneth iron. And so... Well, thank you. And I also want to praise the Lord for my brethren that came to visit Fran and I for a week, a couple weeks ago, to help cure our hearts during this time of grieving. And the love of Jesus was very apparent among us and still is. And so I want to thank you, brothers and sisters, for being here. It did help us immensely. Our hearts are still sad. You know, there's not much we can do about that. And we're also very, very happy because our prayers were answered in regards to how everything worked out for Luke. And so, again, thank you for being here. Okay. Sister Vanessa stated, she says, I have learned so much in the last year. God is amazing. He helped me to find a church that still teaches biblical truth. He knew that I wasn't getting fed spiritually at the SDA church and that I was feeling undervalued. I praise God for continually revealing new truth to me. Thank you for all the studies that I have been privileged to study. God is good. I have found shelter, a loving, hardworking husband. Please, Lord, allow me to bless others as you bless me every day. So, amen, dear sister. Okay, I think I got others. Okay, yeah, Sister Mindy. Yeah, I'm going to do that right now, Mindy. Thank you, sister. Let me just get Sister Marie's testimony out there. Oh, she said, she sent it through the Contact Us page. And yeah, we're doing better, my sister. Yeah. But just as you know, that void in the heart's never going to go away until I see him again. Because I know what you're going through too, sister. And, I like to be able to relate. I like to be able to go through experiences to relate. But stuff like this, I don't want to have to live through. But I have now lived through it. Even though I'm not done living through it, obviously. And so it helps me to relate. So I have one more means to help those around me or those he sends my way. And so I'll be checking the emails in a few here. But I wanted to make an announcement in regards to, what the Lord said the other night, what he confirmed in the scriptures to me the very morning, and then confirmed a moment ago by my brother Eli. We're working on another camp meeting, on the next camp meeting, rather. And there's two ways we can do it now. And I'm leaning towards one way, but whatever way the Lord would have us do it is how it's going to work. The reason I say two ways, one is going to be obviously in a public venue to where, you rent cabins and all that stuff. And the reason I hate doing that is because of how many times we've done it and how many times we have been disappointed. There's a reason they don't show pictures of cabins. you end up in a shed sometimes, and it's just, and the heaters or the air conditioners are just like a gentle breeze of warm air. I mean, it just doesn't even, they don't even work half the time. And there's no insulation, so you're in a hot box. It's kind of like the old-fashioned, work gangs of the prisons back about 100 years ago were, spend a day in a box, spend a night in a box, that kind of a thing. And it was just a big old shed outside, and they put the guy in there for a day, and it'd cook you up. It's hot. Or freeze you, in the winter. So, it's just torture. And they got away with it, but, not for long. But that's all going to be coming back, obviously, we know. And so the two ways that we could do it, like I said, rent some place that I'm hoping and praying we don't do because, I just know when you go there, it's just stressful for everybody, including myself, when it's never anything you expect. And we still make the best of it because we love each other so much, so. And it's got to be in a centralized location to where not everybody has to, to deal with long travel and stuff like that. And everybody's going to be invited. We're not going to have, we will have meetings every now and then of just the elders and stuff like that. But that's how a church works. There's nothing wrong with that. And like what happened at recently here is for consolation. And so, but still, I felt like it could have been more people here, but at the same time, I don't know if I'd have been able to handle that anyway, because I still had to drift away, disappear into the woods, and be alone, if you know what I mean. And so the other means will be on land we own, which we do own already. And so we're looking for ways for that to work out as well. And so we're waiting on the Lord's hand on this. It's going to happen, and I'm hoping that the means by which way I want to do it happens within 6 months. I don't want to wait a whole year, you know. And so, what's all this? Okay. Oh, praise the Lord. Daughter, sister. Sister, daughter. Yeah, amen. Yeah, I kind of shocked my parents when I did that, too, and I sent them that letter, you know, just more or less honoring your parents, you know, commandment number 5. And you can honor your parents without agreeing with them. You ain't got to sit there and say, yeah, I honor my parents. I'm staying in the Catholic Church. No, you ain't got to do that. And so I praise God, too, that I was able to talk to my sister Nina an hour or two before she died, because she had that mindset. She's staying in the church because, you know, for mom and dad. No, you don't do that. You got to acknowledge Christ. And so the Lord gave me some words, and before giving me the words, he told me she will respond. And it was the most amazing day that I had in many years. And I praise also the Lord that her two children saw it happen with their own eyes, right in front of their eyes. And after all the other siblings, because I'm one of 11, everyone else tried to talk to Anita. And she was in a coma. Nothing was happening. And the Lord told me she's going to respond. And I didn't know about how everybody else already talked to her. I did not know that. I'm one of the drivers. And the Lord told me, you ain't got time. You know, it's a 4-hour drive. Well, it's actually 2.5, 3, but once you hit Cook County, yeah, you're parked. It's a moving parking lot is what it is. Cook County is a joke, the traffic. And so she responded in an amazing way, to the point it scared her daughter, and she yanked the phone away. But I had just finished saying what I needed to say, and then she shut the phone off. Perfect timing, I got to tell you. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that again, because I know I praised the Lord for that, you know, a while ago. So, anyway, I got here. Well, I got to do Tim. He sent me a text last night. He wanted me to share. Let's see here. Okay, here's. Okay. And he says, let me know if I messed up anything. Okay. I guess I'll have to change things as I'm reading it, because I didn't think to read it all last night, but here it is. It's not that long. It says, here's my testimony for Sabbath. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have a praise I would like to share with everyone. One day on Sabbath, there was a brother preaching his name, and his name was Brother Samuel. I was having trouble understanding him because of his acts. Oh, I know what this is, because I asked him to please share this, what happened here. This is like almost like, well, it is the true definition of tongues, if you hear what happens here. He said, I was having trouble understanding him because of his accent. And I think he had the same problem with Alvin, and same situation. He says, I said a quick prayer, not knowing if it would be answered right away or not. Once I was done praying, a few minutes goes by, and I could understand Brother Samuel's words. If that's not a prayer answer, then I don't know of any that has been answered. And you know what? When he preached last week, I still understood him, so praise God for that. So that's like the true definition of tongues. Like we had a brother years ago that alerted me. This was decades ago. I can't remember if it was him or somebody else that he was there with in Africa. And they were preaching to a group that spoke, for the majority, spoke Swahili. And they had a translator. So they had a guy that was standing up there translating what the brother was saying. And after about 5-10 minutes into the sermon, someone from the audience just came up, grabbed the translator by the hand and said, please stop. The preacher is speaking better Swahili than you are. And that is tongues. That is how it works. Even though the preacher was speaking English, they all heard him speak perfect Swahili. that's how it works. And that's just what happened with Tim when he would listen to Samuel. So, anyway. Let me get this here. Now, I got this one here. Text from Sister Hannah. She says, "Hi, Pastor Nick. Here's my testimony for today. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I would like to praise and thank the Lord for salvation and the joy that comes with getting to serve Him. Amen." Echo, echo. I am sure, she says, "I'm sure we could all write a book just in the past month of many ways in which we have been blessed by the Lord and the amazing ways in which God had, shows His hand in our lives each and every day. Specifically today, I would like to praise the Lord for a few weeks back. The Lord placed it on my mind to send the Healing Leaves booklet and other tracks of what is soon to come to a family brother." And other tracks of what is soon to come to a family brother Austin and I know from previous quick interactions years ago. This family has been on our prayer list for quite a few years and has come to mind in prayer every so often. But this time, when the Lord brought them to mind, it was time to send information." I just love that. "The Holy Spirit," she says, "had also moved me to include my personal email in the package." Also moved me to move my personal email in the package, as well as this time. And praise the Lord Most High, she reached out right after she received the package. She was very appreciative and thankful for all the information and said she couldn't wait to read everything in the package and started reading more into the Sabbath and start reading rather more into the Sabbath and all the information on Ramah God. "I would love to share our full conversation, but for time's sake, I wanted to specifically share this portion in regards to what she said after she listened to the healing or finished the Healing Leaves booklet." And by the way, I think there's a couple of remedies here that Brother Alvin and Sister Janiza shared with us this week that need to be in the healing book. So that book's going to grow. If it's not already in the book, I'm not sure. I don't know 100% of all the stuff that's in there. So anyway, this is like an excerpt from the email that I'm going to read now. It says, "I just finished reading Healing Leaves a couple of days ago. I appreciate the way everything is laid out in the book, and it couldn't have come up or come at a better time. God's timing. I'm currently trying to find a routine for many aspects of our lives and found a number of things I want to incorporate into our daily lives in Healing Leaves. It's interesting that Healing Leaves seems to include many different things we've learned over the years from different places, like doctors, books, the Bible, YouTubers, documentaries, etc. It's really fantastic to see a place that encompasses everything we've been researching the past 7 years or so. I plan to read through the ministry of healing. Seems that," and then she says, "it seems that might expand upon some of the things I read in Healing Leaves." Praise the Lord. I think, isn't the healing, ministry of healing? I don't know if that's considered safe. I can't remember. I'll look it up. But she says, "Praise the Lord. Please keep this family in prayer. God's many blessings to you all. Sister Hannah." Amen and amen. Okay, and then this one here is from Sister Marlene. Yeah, Marlene. It says, "Sister Marlene has been sick." Well, I think this is from her husband, obviously. And he goes, "Sister Marlene has been sick and in a wheelchair since October of 2021 from being in the mountains in Colorado that were also very thick chemtrails. You could barely see the mountains. her oxygen standing would be 81 to 85. Her pulse while standing up, you know, it was like 140. I have been praying for her and others in the church. I took her for ozone therapy and prolozone shot. I never heard of that. Prolozone shots in her back, hips, and knees, and her blood ozone, and had her blood ozone. She is now out of the wheelchair and walking, and she does not need my help getting up anymore. Her oxygen is now 97 to 98, sitting with her oxygen on, and walking out to the car, 94 to 95. Wow. Praise the Lord. The ozone creates new blood cells, giving her more oxygen. She also has not had iron transfusion since December of 2021. I give her iron while she is eating, and her iron is staying above normal. She is anemic. She is bleeding internally, but they don't know where. She also had ozone sauna done. She also had ozone sauna done. She had a big, deep crack in her toe when we got home. I noticed her feet were very smooth, and the crack was completely sealed up. Amen. I praise the Lord for her getting out of the wheelchair and can breathe much better. Ozone therapy is, oxygen, O2 oxygen mixed with O3, similar to hyperbaric chambers, which they won't do because she has metal rods in her back. Yeah, that's impossible. We tried to get Luke in a hyperbaric, and we finally found one in Ohio that might do it, but we had to set up a meeting to meet with the doctor with Luke and all that, and we were going to be doing that in March, but that never happened. We were going to do it in the winter, but it was kind of dangerous. The weather was bad. And so, as we all know, is a big old snowstorm here. We got snowed in for eight or nine days. Out here, like, there's the hyperbaric chambers are out here, but they say unless you have specific injuries and stuff like that, they don't do it for disease and stuff like for some silly reason, but they do warn you about this and that, you can pop an eyeball, collapse along, stuff like that. And so, I let Luke know about all that, and I wasn't getting a yay or nay from him, but I also know, and when it's time to go, he's probably was just going to go with me anyway, me and Fran. And so, I guess she couldn't have it because of the metal rods in her back. That I don't understand why, because it's not like it's the magnetic thing, but the MRI stuff, you can't have metal in your body when you go on one of those, because it'll just rip it right out. So anyway, Brother Anthony goes on to say, he says, I also found out ozone removes heavy metal out of the brain and body, and it removes plaque out of the arteries too. I want to thank Pastor Nicholas for having her on the permanent prayer list, and she still is, and we're not taking her off. permanent prayer list, and all the people in the church family who have been praying for her. I also want to thank Pastor Nicholas on a Friday evening talking about the hyperbaric chamber and a man's hand nearly cut off and how being in the chamber, his hand healed. That led to me finding ozone therapy in prolozone, which is liquid vitamins injected into the joints, then O3 injected. God bless, Nicholas. See you in your Sabbath meeting and keep you and your family in prayer also. God bless you too, my brother. Thank you for sharing. And praise the Lord. And I'm certain our sister Marlene is so relieved, thinking, things are getting so much better. Okay, and let me check my email real quick, see if anybody else Oh. Yeah, I got something here from Sister Marie, but like, oh, we got some hands up, I just noticed. Sorry about that. All right, I'm going to drop the mic, and I'm going to go over to emails and stuff like that. And so, yeah, the next voice will be whoever put their hand up first. And so I'm going to drop the mic.
Can everybody hear me? Okay, good. Okay. Son of blessings, everyone. First thing I want to praise the Lord for is obviously the Sabbath, for being able to be here with you guys and to hear the beautiful testimony and praises. And I want to praise for earlier last month, Brother Alex was able to come by and we were able to visit again. So I really enjoyed that, and that's a big praise. I also want to praise because a couple months ago I did something I shouldn't have done, and trying to hide it, and God actually used his enemies, you know, his enemies and enemies of this church to bring it to light. So I really want to praise him for that, especially after this morning's study, that he does chasten those that he loves. And it's up to us to accept that. You know, obviously all of us have been chastened at one time, but unfortunately many choose to disregard that, get prideful and whatever else might be their issue. But, and I also want to say that the reaction by a few people to this revelation was a little disappointing, but I also want to praise God for showing me that we all have, you know, we all have issues. Every one of us needs praise. Every one of us need prayers. Every one of us have things we're going through. And my advice is that you don't focus on the enemies of God. You don't focus on the enemies of this church. You focus on your brother or sister that is struggling or has had problems. And you figure out how to help them. And that is just kind of my big praise and advice as far as that's concerned. But thank you guys again, and you have a blessed Sabbath, and praise God always.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. What an awesome testimony Sabbath so far. Everybody can hear me okay? I have some praises to share. Thank you all for sending me your praises. And also, I've been copying the ones that are posted in the chat room so those on the radio can hear the praises as well. We're going to start with Sister Katie. She says, Sabbath blessings, dear family. I have a few praises to share with you today. First, I would like to praise the Lord for my salvation, the joy, peace, and love that comes with it. Second, I would like to praise the Lord for his new mercies every morning. Third, praise the Lord for travel mercies. Next, praise the Lord for trials through sickness that he allows to help purify and cleanse us. Finally, I would like to praise the Lord for some of the sisters here that help out with women's study. It is a blessing to have sisters that have a desire in their hearts to come together to edify one another. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Janelle has a praise. Sabbath blessings, Sister Mindy. Sabbath blessings, Sister. I want to share my testimony and praise. I have, for several months, been on a spiritual decline. Despite what God has been doing for me, I have not been doing for him. My lack of communion with him has caused me to become more anxious, more doubtful on his love for me, and sick physically and spiritually. Parentheses, she says, work has not been the best for me lately. I have been feeling like I'm searching for Jesus for days. However, listening to the study from Brother Eli has helped me to realize I need to get back into having a devoted prayer life and Bible studies in order to restore my soul unto my Lord and Savior. I praise him that he has granted me another day of life today and to have a church family who knows who to love and edify, even those that God uses to not only rebuke, but uplift. God bless you all. Praise the Lord, sister. Brother Gilbert has a praise. I thank the Lord for his, and you know, Brother Gilbert, capital letters, many, many, many mercies, his graces, his salvation, his love, and too many other things the Lord blessed us with. I thank the Lord that today I destroyed the documents that I would use to get a concealed carry permit to carry a firearm under my clothing, tore them up and threw them in the trash. As I told the person in a text, obey the Lord and you won't even need a firearm. Praise the Lord, brother. That has been proven by the Lord a number of times. Our Lord is good. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Yes, God is our protection. We just trust and have faith in him and he will protect us. Sister Courtney has a praise. Praise the Lord for my parents raising me under God, teaching me how to raise my kids under God, and sticking with me even when I backslide off the path in my younger days. Praise the Lord, sister. And Pastor Nick and Sister Fran are her parents. Well, that's parents to have. All right, and the brother Anthony has a praise. I praise the Lord for allowing me another year of life. Last Sunday, I turned 22. Let me tell you, I should not be here. My recent backslidings and my grief over my sinful nature keeps me bowed down in sorrow. But Jesus' grace has kept me going. I thank this church so much for feeding me and also having the blessed privilege of sharing the truth with my mom, family, and coworkers, and whoever else I can come across. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Michael has a praise. He says, last month I had to remove a car battery from my van. After removing it, I closed the driver's door with a key and left. After a few days, I came back with the battery to the van, and it turned out the passenger's door and the side door weren't closed. I didn't think about it because I assumed that they were. But praise the Lord, nothing bad happened and nothing was stolen. Praise the Lord for his protection and mercy. I also praise the Lord for helping me to stay on the right path and for giving me an opportunity to talk about God and prophecies with my coworker. I pray she will choose to repair her life by coming to Christ. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Sister Vera has a praise. I want to praise the Lord at how he always makes a way. As some of you may know that I'm here in Turkey for the summer, and as I spend some time on the seaside and I come across many people, I wonder to myself as to how I can share Christ with them, as many of them don't speak English. One day, as I was wondering that a man next to me on the seaside tried to speak to me in Turkish language, and I let him know English, and he let me know that he speaks only Turkish. Then an idea came to me, and I asked to use his phone for Google Translator because my phone doesn't have internet on it. Although we were able to communicate, I was able to share the end time prophecies with him. Sadly, he didn't seem interested in Bible prophecy, but I was able to encourage him to get a Bible and begin reading it as soon as possible. Please pray for him. His name is Erdogan. I'm not sure. Erdogan. I keep seeing him often now. Please pray that God will also send others to water the seeds planted in his heart and that God is able to use me to share with others and here in Turkey. Praise the Lord, sister. We will keep him in prayer. And then Brother Matthew has a praise. I testify to you all this day of God's great glory and allow me to go through every trial that I have been through from childhood up and especially throughout my teenage years. Without knowing at first that God was calling me from a child and didn't give up on me to bring me to place I am at now, walking in his mercy and grace. And no matter what life may seem like and looks like, Jesus taught me to trust him in all things. And I understand now why he cleansed me of the sins that still stain my soul and to prepare me for the work I now do for him and to also to prepare me for the home I will soon be going to, heaven. Thank you, Father God, for your goodness. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Brother Matthew. Sister Stephanie has a praise. We praise the Lord for everything he blessed us with. We don't have a story, but we are blessed in everything. We struggle financially, but he makes sure to find us a way to get food on the table and keep the bills paid. And that's all we need. So many small blessings that make life a huge blessing. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Zoom. Hi, sister. Haven't seen you in a while. Praise the Lord. I want to praise the Lord for everything he blessed us with. That's a repeat of Sister Stephanie. Sister Zoom, I will get your praise up next. Brother Gorin, I praise the Lord for many small computer issues successfully resolved in the past months, and also for protection, for his mercy, and for gently nudging me to read the Bible every single day, no skipping or slacking. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Clifford says, I want to praise the Lord for always being merciful and giving victory over sin. He's providing for us every day, and he is always faithful. I just want to say thank you so much for everything, Almighty Father. Praise the Lord. And then the last one I have is Sister Barbara. Praise the Lord for healing my husband from the cancer in his bladder. My brother-in-law also had an operation for cancer between the liver and stomach. Praise our loving God. Praise the Lord, sister. We will definitely keep them in prayer. All right. Keep the praises coming, brothers and sisters. God bless.
It's all yours, Brother Samuel.
Oh, hello. Can everyone hear me? Hello. Okay. All right. Praise the Lord. Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters, from over the pond here in England, or United Kingdom. I have a few praises that I'd like to share, and praise the Lord for all the praises that have been shared so far, and praise the Lord for that praise from Brother Tim, that the Lord allowed him to understand my accent. So I hear you here in you're in Scotland, Sister Zoom. Okay. So I want to start with praising the Lord for helping me to grow in this walk with him, and helping me to straighten my walk, straighten my path. And I want to praise him and thank him for my salvation. I praise him. I praise the Father for sending Christ to die for me. And I praise Jesus for going through with what he went through on Calvary and his precious blood through which I'm saved. One praise I want to give is for my situation at work. As some of you may know, I work in a preschool, which is like a nursery. And I've been sharing Bible stories with the children since I started working there back in June. So for 2 months now. I've been there, and some of the parents have started to complain because England, unlike America, is a very secular country. Most people are not religious here, which is sad because this country actually used to be a bastion of Protestantism, especially in the days of like John Wesley and William Tyndale and those guys. So we need a reformation here, and it will happen. These parents were complaining, and they actually made me to sign a letter. My manager made me to sign a letter saying that I wouldn't say anything about the Bible anymore. But then afterwards, I felt very strange about signing that letter, and I had to go and say to her, you know, I feel this is wrong because it's as if what you're saying, you're condemning the Bible in this letter. It's a good thing to tell the children about God and their creator. And literally on the letter, they said that I can't talk about David and Goliath, because the children love that story. I can't talk about creation and God creating the world in 6 days. And I was like, yeah, no, I can't agree to this. I have to rescind this agreement. And praise the Lord, the assistant manager, basically, she's pretty much took my side in it. She even spoke up to the parents who were complaining and said to them, well, look, your children are going to go to big school and they are going to learn these things anyway. Now, I've actually worked in a quote-unquote big school previously, and they won't learn as much as what I've been telling them. They will learn the basic things about Christianity, but they won't go into so much detail. And so I also praise the Lord because this situation gave me an opportunity to then preach the truth, preach prophecy and share tracts with a lot of my colleagues, including my assistant manager, who took a stand for me. And, I can see some changes, at least, in some of my colleagues. And please do keep them in prayer, because, like I said, England is very secular. Some of these ladies who are grown women who I work with, and they have never even, like, I've had to explain to them the story of the fall of Adam and Eve, or creation, because that's how little some people in this nation know about the Bible, that they don't even, they may have heard of Adam and Eve, but they don't know the story. Like, this one colleague, she'd never heard of David and Goliath. She actually told me, before you came here and started working here and telling these stories to the children, I never even had heard of these things. So I praise God for that. And also praise Him for on Friday, I had the opportunity to share the state of the dead with some of my colleagues, including that same assistant manager, because they were talking about ghosts. So I said to them, a few things at first, and then I went to the office afterwards where my assistant manager and another colleague was when I finished my shift early on the Friday. So this was yesterday, and I said to them, so you believe in ghosts? And then I kind of went on from there and I went through the state of the dead with them. And I'd already shared some prophecy with that colleague. And she said, and I even told them that, you know, demons are going to come as dead people, and they're going to tell you to keep the Sunday holy over and above the seventh day Sabbath. They're going to lie to you, but don't be fooled. They're demons. They're not ghosts. It's not such thing as ghosts. It's just angels and demons, and the demons pretend to be dead people. And then she said to me, Khan, I believe both, you know, ghosts and angels and demons. I said, well, you could, but it would contradict the Bible. And if the Bible's correct on prophecy, if the Bible can tell the future, then me personally, I trust it to tell me things in regards to the state of the dead. And she said, okay, that makes sense. So I praise God for that. And another praise is that last year, back in June, I was out in the street at a protest in central London, just outside the Houses of Parliament. So some of you may have seen the pictures of Big Ben. So it was just outside there. And there's this one it was a protest, and you get these conspiracy theorists, right? And some of them, they have large followings on social media. And there was this one lady with her Facebook Live out, and I was moved to go up to her and say, just start sharing Bible prophecy with her. And that video got about, if I remember correctly, over about 2,000 views. A lot of people added me on Facebook through that. Like I said, that was in June last year. And she popped up to me some weeks back saying, hey, I remembered you from last year. Would you like to come on and do another Facebook Live, like a follow-up? So last Thursday, praise God, I got on the Facebook Live. She had many questions for me based on what I'd said previously, and the Lord helped me to answer those questions. And since then, loads of people have been adding me on Facebook, and I've got out Arlac books to people who watch the live stream, and I've had to message them and be like, would you like one of these books? And they said yes. So currently I've got, I think it's 16 out, and potentially more, because I need to message more people in regards to getting those books out. And yesterday, when I was sending off some of the books at the post office, I went to the shop to buy shopping for my Sabbath prep. And as I'm going to the shop, I see this guy, his name's Conrad, who I had met last year whilst I was out evangelizing. And he goes to a Pentecostal church. He's a Sunday keeper. He's a bit younger than myself. He used to be involved in gangs, but I can see that the Lord's been working in his life, because he comes across as a very nice man, a young man. And so anyway, I see him, and he called me up back in March, and I went through some prophecy with him. And when I saw him, I was like, you know, this is not a mistake. Like, this is not a coincidence. I literally crossed the road, and I followed him across the road and, quote unquote, bumped into him to make sure that I had it in my mind, I'm going to give him one of these Arlac books, because I had the Arlac books on me because I was just coming from the post office with them all in my bag. So I said to him, Conrad. And of course, he remembered me. He even remembered our conversations about prophecy. And the way it is with him, please keep him in prayer, because I feel like he knows the truth, but he's got family ties and, you know, connections to this Sunday Keeper church. And so I followed him, and he went into the Kentucky Fried Chicken because he was going to meet his friend. And he said to me, are you going to eat something from here? I was like, no. And then I thought that he was meeting with this man, and I got confused. He was meeting a woman. And I went up to the man and was like, oh, you're a Christian, and I'm a Christian too, or something like that. And then I got talking to the guy, and then Conrad was like to me, no, this is the wrong guy. Like, that's not who I'm meeting. But it was too late. By then I was talking to the guy, and he turned out he was a Christian, but he didn't believe that, oh, somehow we started talking about perfection. He didn't believe that we can be perfect. So I was sharing him some truth in regards to that. And then so that was the opportunity there where I got confused and ended up preaching some truth to this random man who was waiting for his food in KFC. And then after that, that's when Conrad came back with his friend, shared a bit of truth with him, and then I gave him the Arlac book. And he said to me, you know, And then I tried giving him the tract, because we have an Ellen White tract that we give out with prophecies from Sister White. And then he actually told me, no, I've read this tract before. This is the tract you gave me last year. And I said, oh, wow. So actually, the woman who made those prophecies is the woman who wrote this book, Religious Laws Are Coming. And he said, oh, I'm collecting a lot of books at the moment. So I just said to him, I would make this one a priority. So I pray he reads it and is blessed. And not just Conrad, but all of these individuals who've been messaging me on Facebook saying they want to read the book and they can't wait. Some of the people saying they can't wait to receive it and read it. So I pray it blesses them and they come to the truth and get saved. And so, yeah, many other praises as well, many unspokens, because I don't want to take up too much time. Those are the praises I have. And also just quickly, last on this Sunday this week, we had some fellowship, just some of us here in the UK, and it was very, very blessed. I think that we went to a sister's house and we had food that the Lord would, vegan food that some of the sisters and brothers made. I even brought my own too, some food of my own too. So that was very blessed. That was very refreshing, especially when you're at work all week and you're around worldly people and then you get to see God's people and you talk about the things of the Lord and what's to come and preparing for what's to come. It was very, very edifying. So I just praise God for that. And even hearing you guys talk about, you're going to have a camp meeting over there is making me feel like, oh, I want to come. But of course, you've got the whole thing with the whole I think you still need the vaccine to go to America. But it would be nice even for us guys here in the UK to meet more often, I believe, because that was so blessed on Sunday. I didn't leave until 3 o'clock in the morning. In the end, Brother Gideon had to get me a cab. He had to say, Sam, I'm getting you a cab home, because I live on the other side of London. They're in East London, I'm in South. And London is a big city, like a bit like New York in that sense. So, yeah. I want to get out of London and live in the country. So please keep, not just me, but a lot of us in prayer, because a lot of us here in the UK, we do live in London. And, of course, we know we need to get out into the countryside and live there. So, praise God for all the things that he's doing here in this nation and around the world. And hope and pray you continue to be blessed this Sabbath day.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, brother. And praise the Lord. I got a couple more here. I got from, first one here is from Brother Yaswanth. He says, Sabbath blessings. Dear Pastor Nicholas, I am Yaswanth from India. I have some praises to share. And then he says, Sabbath blessings to all my dear brothers and sisters. Then he says, it's after a long time that I'm able to share my praises by the divine grace of God. First of all, I wanted to praise the Lord Jesus Christ for saving me from my sins and offering me the gift of salvation. I am thankful for his everlasting mercy. I praise God for healing Pastor Nicholas and making him preach again. Next, I praise God for his traveling mercies toward my wife Chris and child Prem. They are able to travel safely without vaccinations to the Philippines and return back. That is really an awesome work of God throughout their journeys. For he protected them from the authorities whenever they required a vaccination certificate. Despite the rains and floods, wherever they are, God protected them and brought them home safe. I praise God again for keeping me healthy against the attacks of the devil. Not only that, but God has answered almost all the impossible prayers and made the things happen. He has destroyed the works of the devil many times. I praise God again, for he provided me an opportunity to meet our precious brother Sudharsan in India, who is staying just 7 hours' journey from my place. We really have a blessed time. I really pray that God will open the door for us so that together we can do something for the Lord. Apart from all the above, I am really very busy with work, like I am drenched deep inside the work where I cannot do my best for the Lord. The enemy is attacking, to stop me every way possible. Please pray for me. I require complete deliverance so that I could become busy with God's work. Please, please earnestly pray for me. Please also pray that God will make me and my wife wise enough to train our child to learn godliness and prevent him from the attractions of the world. I pray that you all have a wonderful Sabbath, and God bless you all. Yaswanth, your brother in Christ. Amen. And amen and amen. And we have you on the permanent prayer list too, my brother, you and your family. And then Sister Marie says that Sabbath blessing. Yeah, she says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters in Christ. This is my testimony. I want everyone to know that I'm still grieving over the death of my son, Angel, who died last August. In 10 days, it will mark the year that he has gone with the Lord. Yeah, I'm looking at 2 days. It'll be 6 months with Luke. She says, I not only grieve over the loss of my son, Angel, but also my sons, Amado and Roberto. They also are grieving and don't want to talk to anyone. I miss them more than anyone can imagine. Robert said that he is getting better now, but still feels his brother's loss. Robert took care of Angel the last months of his life. Because of their grief, they don't call or text me anymore, and for me that is a hardship. I understand their feelings because me and my daughter are also grieved. We pray a lot and stay close to the Lord, and he gives us peace. But only hearing from my other sons only twice since last August makes me feel like I lost all my sons. God sees and hears my prayers. He gives me his peace when I am having a bad moment. It is because of his peace I can keep moving forward. Amen. I praise God, she says, for putting me through this rough time because it is making me stronger in the Lord. I praise God. I praise God for allowing me to feel this tremendous grief so that I know that I'm still alive and there is work to do. God is a wonderful Father, and his Son, Jesus Christ, has never left me. To God be the glory now and forever. With every breath I take, I will always praise the Lord my God. God is the most merciful Father to hear the prayers of his children. Have a blessed Sabbath and upcoming week, everyone. Your sister in Christ, Marie. Well said, and thank you, sister. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's not an easy road hoe, but some of us have to do that kind of, you know, deal with that kind of trial, because it does help us grow. Let me check my email real quick. Oh, I guess Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so while she's doing that, I'm going to check my emails.
Praise the Lord for all these wonderful praises. I have some more praises to share. Let's start with, make sure, okay. So, Sister Mary says, I want to praise the Lord for many things, for his mercies and compassion and patience. My walk is much better since I was baptized. The perfect peace that I have received. Praise the Lord, sister. That's awesome. And then Brother Alex says, during my road trip, I had close calls, including not being able to stop in time for crossing deer. Praise the Lord for the guardianship of his angels and for the blessed meetings and generous hospitality of brethren. I've learned much from everyone. Also, I thank the Father for his very long-suffering patience with me. Praise the Lord, brother, for your travel mercies. Sister Barbara says, I also praise our wonderful Lord who introduced me to Pastor Nicholas and this dear family. I have been blessed and learned so much. Praise the Lord, sister, and I'm sure all of us have that same praise. Praise the Lord for guiding us to this wonderful church family. Sister Stephanie has another praise. I praise the Lord for his protection each day and his great mercies. I also praise him for my new online job. I praise the Lord for all the praises in this chat. Earl Gilbert's praise about the firearm is confirmation to an answer a relative and I was discussing this morning. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Brother Matthew has another praise. I want to praise the Lord for his mercy and grace and help me to see that I need to break sometimes because many, many times when I'm reading and studying or sharing, I forget to eat. Or when taking care of my wife, by the way, it's still healing fine, praise the Lord. Well, and I've gotten so stressed out that I have gotten sick. But praise God, he has slowed me down and gave me rest. We all need to take better care of ourselves, or how else will we be able to do the Lord's work if we are down? Amen? Praise the Lord. And he says, I praise the Lord for my life and all things that come with it, good and bad, because there are blessings in both. Watch and pray. Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. So true. Brother Eli says, I praise the Lord for all the travel mercies, hedge of holy angels, and for allowing the baptism of Sis Mary to happen. Praise the Lord, brother. Brother Ted says, we thank the Lord for his mercies, his grace, and his love. He has given us such perfect peace and rest from the floods of many trials that we have endured. I especially like to thank him for the wisdom and knowledge to set up a complete new bank of 8 computers at our European warehouse, along with the routers and switches. The last time we undertook this exercise, we had 3 network engineers working. How I finished this work in 2 days alone, I can't explain it. Praise the Lord. Well, that was the Lord helping you, brother. Praise the Lord. Sister Marilyn says, I thank and praise God for every day that I wake up. Yes, sister, praise the Lord. And Sister Marie says, I praise the Lord for putting us all in the way of others so that we may help them hear God's truth. Yes, praise the Lord. And then Sister Zoom, I praise the Lord for his guidance when confusion and lack of surety beclouds the mind and spirit. I praise the Lord for giving me the Holy Spirit to ask God to make it crystal clear to me what decision I must make regarding serious life choices so that I make no errors and for making it crystal clear with thunderings and lightning. I give thanks for God letting me be used to minister to an elderly neighbor with arthritis and thus teaching me and showing me what ministry and missionary work is truly about and for giving me an idea of what my path holds. I thank the dear and precious Lord Jesus for his consistent education and for drawing me far away from the desire for anything of this fallen world and to leave in me a growing desire, nothing of the world but to serve my Lord and imitate Christ. Thank you, dear Lord, for providing this church, for Sister Ellen G. White, for the prophets, and for our precious and blessed King Jesus, for educating us in the ways of heaven, that we may be ready for that great appointed day of Almighty God, when we shall all stand in the congregation of heaven, enjoying the company of angels, and bowing to our Lord Jesus upon his eternal throne alongside our beloved Father God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. What a great praise. All right, I'll let the next one speak. Praise the Lord for all these great praises.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen and amen. Oh, and I wanted to make a special mention in regards to Brother Gilbert. Not a lot of people know this. And, Brother, forgive me, I forgot the country you were stationed in, but I remember when we met, it was online, obviously, and you were still stationed in some foreign nation. But what most people, I don't know if everybody in the church family knows, Brother Gilbert's ex-military, and for him to tear up the Foyt car or that, you know, get rid of his firearm and all that stuff, that's a big deal for someone, especially ex-military. As, you know, because I remember years ago we had a brother in the faith that refused to put his guns down, you know. But anyway, I just wanted to praise the Lord for that too, because that's saying a lot when an ex-military man has that kind of, you know, trust in the Lord like we do, which he's our brother, obviously, but you know what I mean. And I also wanted to praise the Lord in regards to the storm we had recently and how they keep splitting up because, you know, the Lord keeps answering prayers and the way these windmills are causing updrafts of heat. It's kind of like having high rises in the area that are constantly generating heat because they're spinning and stuff. And so it kind of changes the weather patterns and stuff. And one of them, and it was a strongly organized, like mostly, you know, the thunderstorms that head our way are, they usually come out of, like, say, Texas. They work their way up through Illinois, like through Champaign, Illinois. And I don't know why they say Tornado Alley is Nebraska, but ever since I can remember, it's always come up from Texas through Illinois and then right through Indiana and then up. And, you know, skimming the edge of Indiana and then up. And so that's just always been the norm. But what I've noticed over the years, especially since the windmills got here, a lot of the storms that pop up and stuff are never really quite organized. They're not, and when I say organized, you know, there's this, the weather patterns, the hot, the cold front, you know, and the heat wave, you know, the whatever kind of a thing. The jet streams and everything that attributes to the changes in the atmosphere that generates precipitation and wind, the solar wind, of course, you know, sunlight has a lot to do with it as well. As a matter of fact, you can make a thing that'll spin only if there's lights on it. No moving parts, whatever, you know, it just looks like a light bulb and it looks like it's got four little flags inside of it, but yeah, sunlight makes it move. But I remember that as a teenager. But the thing is the storm that came the other day, I knew we were going to get hit with some of it. I knew it was going to weaken to some extent. So it must have been a real doozy before it got here. But it was very well organized. I mean, and when I say organized, the storm was literally from Texas all the way up to Minnesota, and then moving due east, and which means it was almost coming. It was kind of like northwest, but it was mostly, you know, coming straight west, right? And it had a bunch of red zones in it, and the red zones are usually, that's the area you don't want to be in, and you know, and then you get the little purple zones, and that's going to be the hail and the tornadoes and stuff. And so we obviously had some purple. Because we did get hail, because there's pieces of leaves all over my driveway. At first I thought I have to get out there with the salt water mix to kill all the weeds again, but now this stuff's already dead. It flew off the trees in the back of the land, which shows you the wind. Now, I want to praise the Lord for answered prayer in this regard, because the storm was moving north, in like a northerly direction from the west, which means we should have seen some crazy wind around the house. But instead, because of the hedgerow in the back that the Lord has blessed us with, and a hedgerow is those big trees that, you know, they use hedge trees in haunted forest movies and stuff, because they got really thick and scary looking bark and all that, and they got these hedge apples, they call them. Looks like, I don't know. I don't know if you've ever seen a bocce ball. It's a game you play outside. They can get about the size of a bocce ball, and they're about as hard. And they will ring your bell if you happen to be walking around out there when one of them falls, or just nearby, and you can hear one bouncing off the wood as it falls out of a tree, because squirrels will snap them off. Let them fall, and then go crack into them and eat them. And so, but both sides of our land, this year we're surrounded in soybean. Next year we're going to be surrounded in corn. That's just how it's done out here. That keeps the soil somewhat pliable, if you will. And then every 7 years, instead of letting it lay fallow, they put out a bunch of bone dust. And so, which really just rapes the soil. There is no colloidal gold, colloidal copper, colloidal silver, none of it. But then again, it really doesn't matter because the soybean and the corn is mostly gasohol and feed, you know, for animals. And so they're not really going to be using it to feed humans anyway, I hope. So at least that's what they tell me, the farmers. And but when the storm was getting crazy, and I mean these, because the, you know, me and Alvin are out there and we're talking about this, and we were messing around with this cleaner that I bought, and I noticed one of the clouds were dipping down to where it looked like it was on the ground, but it was only because of, like, living out here out in the middle of nowhere, you can literally see both ends of the rainbow. You can see, you know, weather patterns just standing out in the front yard. You could see for many, 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 many miles with nothing blocking your view. I mean, hundreds of miles. Just, it's just farmland, you know. And Indiana isn't the hilliest, you know, state in the nation. As a matter of fact, it's pretty flat like Illinois. Illinois is worse. Indiana does have some hills, you know, little hills here. Not like Kentucky with the foothills, but Indiana's pretty flat. And so we got to talking, you know, and things dipping, and the rain's coming down, so the gradient of the rain makes it look like it's touching the ground, but it's not. And so I knew it was going to hit us, you know, but I just didn't know what direction the wind was going to be. And I was just hoping and praying, you know, because I literally was praying, please don't let the wind come out of the south because it'll cause like a funnel effect. You know, like sometimes on my anemometer in the backyard, it's on top of the greenhouse. If wind comes in from the south between the barn and the garage, it'll exemplify the wind. That's kind of like how they air-conditioned large buildings back thousands of years ago. They would just, and they even do that to this day. Like if you want to get a lot of wind up in a high rise, the opening of the furnace is a lot larger than the end of the ductwork. The smaller the end of the ductwork, the quicker the wind's going to come through. And so that's what happens. We, like on a blue sky day, my anemometer can show 96 miles an hour without a tornado, not a cloud in the sky. But we're in a windy county, and so that's going to happen. So it all, you know, I could see the rain coming because you could see the rain kind of like, looks like almost like a fog coming at you, but you know it's rain, and you can see the leaves dance, and you can kind of hear it when it gets any closer. And so, you know, Alvin went into the motorhome, and I went into the house, and I prayed. I says, Father God, please keep the wind off them because they weren't feeling well, and it's not like it's easy to run out of that and run into our basement. But to make a long story short, the wind was coming on the sides of our land, laying the soybean down, even though it wasn't laying it down like it will corn. Corn gets laid down, and it takes 3 days to stand back up. Soybean will come right back up quick. And so it was laying it down. The rain was sideways, and it was coming in waves. And so you could see how bad the wind was. It was anywhere from 50 to 70. Because I don't have an anemometer out there, you know. And so, but yeah, and you could tell when it's violent when you could see thick patches of rain caught up inside the wind dancing off the soybean or corn, whatever the case may be at the time. And it was bad. But I looked at the anemometer for around my home and where the motorhome was, and it was 4 miles an hour. That was it. It wasn't even rocking the motorhome at all. Nothing. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I assume I didn't see the hail. It must have been like very slight on the back end, but you know, we do have a lot of, you know, leaves missing on some of the trees, I guess. And a tree that was on the north side of our land couldn't handle the wind and fell over, as many of you know. I want to praise the Lord we're online now. Because when that tree fell over, it went across the road, blocking all traffic. Because this thing, the base of the tree, it's an evergreen, about 60-footer, and the base is about the size of a wagon wheel. And when it fell over, well, there was one thing in its way as it traveled to the ground, and that was the power lines. So it took the power lines down which meant three telephone poles snapped in half. And so our power was out. And so I contacted the electric company, but it took forever to get a hold of them because I guess their phone was ringing off the hook. And the solar panels that I have with the battery backups that a brother in the faith blessed me with AGM batteries lasted all night long, not a problem. All the way up until the morning when I got up. Service never went down. Those electric guys came out at about, starting to get dark maybe, I don't know. They came out and they replaced all three telephone poles by 3:30 a.m. How they did that is, I mean, they got this down to a science, obviously, and I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And the only reason I know it was 3:30 a.m. because I'm laying there in bed, and I have an atomic clock, which means when the power's out, it's out like anything else, obviously. And so when the power goes back on, the atomic clock talks to the satellite, wherever it is. And so right when that happens, it lit up and kind of woke me up for a split second. And right when I woke up, I saw the numbers rolling, because that's what it'll do. The numbers will roll up until it gets to the time that it is, and it stopped at 3:30. And so at 3:30, and I called them the next day, and I thanked them left and right. I says, you guys are unbelievable. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, and by the way, you left a poll. And so, but yeah, she told me, the girl that answered the phone, her name is Mary, keep her in your prayers, because I also said, well, before we leave, you know, can I plant a seed? You know how I am. And so I let her know. And I also did that to somebody else the other day that I think it was tech support. Oh, yeah. I shut down the AT&T thing that I bought. I bought DSL. And then right before I got ready to leave, I says, can I plant a seed? And she goes, what do you mean? I says, I want to give you something that you're not going to be able to unhear when you need to hear it. And so it piqued her interest. And so I told her all about what climate change is going to lead to. And everything like that. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that as well. But yeah, everything just worked out great. The tree is, which kind of irked me a little bit. The highway department guy came out and he says, you know, oh, and by the way, not only did it knock down three poles, the transformer that feeds our house was knocked silly. So it was hanging by a wire, one wire. And so they had to repair that too. And our pole was bowed. Little bit, not much. It wasn't like you're pulling on an arrow, you know, like on a bow and arrow, but it was bowed. And so they repaired that too. And it was all done obviously for free. But the highway department guy says, oh no, that's your tree, you know. But the nice thing was, he says, all he can do is move the tree. And so he obviously has a friend that deals with wood, because we got to talking a little. Instead of shoving the tree off the road, his crew cut the tree where it started on the road and cut it where it ended on the road and took that big middle piece away, which meant it was going to be half as much for me to pay for to get the tree removed. Because my chainsaws are useless. I never had a good time with chainsaws. And I think it's because I don't know how to clean the carburetors, because they're very, very strange looking compared to a car carburetor. So anyway, the guy that did our driveway texted me and said, he said that one of the guys from the electric company told him, sent him a picture of my felled tree. And I guess it was a buddy of his, and he goes, oh, wow, that's Nick's house. And so he contacts me. Turns out he does tree removal. And so I got it done for half price, because if that big chunk in the middle would have been there, it'd have been, you know, another $1,000. And he's taken all the wood that the electric company never took years ago when they knocked down our maples. And they cut all our maples up and then took most of it but left big chunks. And I didn't know they were going to do that. But so now all is going to be gone. I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. So, but yeah, it was in the Lord. My biggest thing, though, is when that tree fell, no one was driving by. Because that had killed him. Because that tree dented the road. It was, you know, it was heavy duty. It took down 3 telephone poles and bowed the 4th one. And because the weight of that tree, because you know what was neat, when they cut the tree, they disconnected the wires from the fallen poles and then just put up the new poles and slid the wires out from under the felled tree and hooked everything back up. And then I guess the guy came and dragged this middle section of the tree away. So it was amazing. Anyway, I wanted to also share that I was, like when the guy that did my driveway came over, he came with some old guy named Matt. And when I say old guy, I think he's my age. And we got to talking, and you know, he gave me the price, and I says, you know, as long as it's not on Sabbath, he knows me, you know, the young guy, knows me, you know, Louis is his name. And he was joking with me, I know he was, but it opened the door for me. And he says, and why not? You know, he's doing like that. It's because the Word of God says in Exodus 20, verses 8 to 11, that I cannot even have workers within my gates on the Lord, on the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. I keep the Sabbath of God, you know, to acknowledge him as my creator. And so I was able to share the truth. Well, Louis already shared. He's already got tracks. But I was able to talk to that old guy, Matt, about it. And he didn't know that it said that in the law. He says, yeah, you can't work on Sabbath, and you can't even have someone on your land working. And it kind of irks people sometimes, like if they come around and they want to do something, and I say, oh, I'm sorry. You know. But like those real estate people that wanted to show the house on Sabbath day, I says, I can't let you within my gates, and the only gates that I consider my gates, because I was renting the house, was the doorway. You want to peep in the windows, you can, but, you know, and he got upset, and as I guess is, look, I already told you that please don't drive 3 hours down here on the seventh day Sabbath, you know, on the Sabbath of the Lord, because I'm not going to let you in the house. I can't do that. Come out here Sunday or Monday or any other day of the week, because they called me first, and he thought I was, you know, like he'd be able to, like any other Christian. Yeah, well, okay, Mel, just this once. No, that ain't happening. I'm a Christian. I'm not messing up my prayer life. I've seen my Father's hand move so many times. I've got, you know, children I got to worry about, and my church family and my wife and myself. You know, I want to be able to know my Father hears my prayers. And whether he says yay or nay, that don't matter to me, as long as he hears them. And then I know everything's going to work out great. And so I got another praise here. I got one here from Brother Jeremiah. And he says, hello, brothers and sisters. I have a small testimony to share. Something this past month I had left. Oh, no, sometime this past month I had left work really late, and the lights on my car decided not to work. So I was stuck and had to call my parents to see if they could come get me. I also sent a prayer request to the church group chat on Telegram. Then one of the lights on my car decided to work fully and was able to get home that night. And I chuckled, because that's our God. That's he just, even little prayers like that, you know, headlights out, boom, it's on now. And then he says, praise the Lord. Since the prayers were answered, I also like praise the Lord for always being there for us all. And this is Jeremiah. Okay, so God bless you, bro. Thank you for sharing. Let me check my email. I see Sister Mindy has her hand up, but let me just check my email real quick. Sounds like I got one. It could be just about anything. No, I got a new subscriber. MB. Thank you, MB. I don't know if you're listening. It says, MB is going to receive an email every time you publish a post. And I want to also apologize to everybody. I haven't done really any kind of blog entries other than just putting those articles up. Waiting on the Lord, and 4 times, I think, maybe 3. I deleted 3. I think it's 4. 4 different times I have written something that I'm trying to keep it under 10 minutes for a video, a blog entry, in regards to the final test. And that's what we're going to be discussing here in a few minutes. I'm going to be doing, you know, the fellowship and then I'm going to let it roll into the 4 o'clock hour if I still have voice, because Brother Sean's under the weather, and so he's not going to be able to do the 4 o'clock, and so hopefully I can just go 2 hours. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But, well, that's assuming we're done with testimonies now, which I hope we're not. But yeah, I just got another sub here, so let me see if I got any other emails. Oh, it's just a repeat. Okay, I forgot to delete it, yeah. Okay, I did get it, Brother Jeremiah. Well, he obviously knows I got it, so thanks, Jeremiah. Yeah, so, all right. So Sister Mindy's got her hand up, so I'm going to drop the mic.
All right, I've got some more praises to share. All right, so Sister Vanessa of the Netherlands says, praise the Lord, my husband Mike and I just celebrated our 18th wedding anniversary. We have been blessed to be together for 28 years. Praise the Lord, sister. My husband and I just celebrated our 20th wedding anniversary. Just doesn't seem like it's been that long. Brother Clifford says, I want to praise the Lord for being so good to us. Food prices are escalating, and he gave me a job at a big grocery company where we now get 10 to 26% off on food. Thank you so much, Almighty Father, for helping me feed my children in abundance. That is awesome, brother. Praise the Lord. Brother Gordon has another praise. Praise the Lord for no thunderstorm during this study and testimony. It could happen during the night, but still praise the Lord once again. Praise the Lord. And Brother Alvin says, I am so thankful to our dear Lord giving my family patience and grace to endure trials. Praise the Lord for travel mercies, protection, and salvation, and for answering our prayers for healing, especially to our two kids. Praise the Lord, brother. And then Brother Sean has a praise. I praise the Lord for not only my own growth, but also for the growth within the church family. I'm finding that the Lord is increasing my discernment, and that it is true that what effort you put in, you will get out of it. The more diligently we pray, and even fast and pray, the Lord will absolutely send his spirit upon his people. Praise the Lord also for giving many of us brothers the words and faith, as well as the opportunity to be able to help Pastor Nicholas during these times. Thanks be to God for bridling our tongues and guiding us when we speak for the benefit of the church family. Praise the Lord for the books that have gone out and will continue to go out. And finally, praise the Lord for the continual increase of the truth. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Sabbath blessings, brother. And we're praying that you get better soon. All right. And then I'm going to share my praise. First of all, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it, and for blessing me with travel mercies. I had a layover in the O'Hare Chicago airport, huge airport, and I was in a rush to hurry up and go to the restroom before they started boarding the plane for my next flight. And so I was in a big hurry. So as I was getting ready to wash my hands, my suitcase fell over, and I had my purse on the handle of my suitcase. It's one of those pop-up handles, the carry-on like suitcase. And so it fell over, not knowing that my purse fell off the handle. And so I hurried up, washed my hands, grabbed my suitcase, and I, went out, and they just started boarding. So as I got to the counter where they scan your boarding pass, I realized my purse was gone, and I was like, oh no. And I told the lady, I said, I think my purse is in the bathroom. She goes, well, you got to board the plane now. And I'm like, but I need my purse. And she's like, well, we can't wait. You got to board the plane now. And she goes, I'll go look in the bathroom. And I'm just like, oh no. So I go get on the plane, and I was talking to the stewardess, and she's like, well, if I were you, I wouldn't leave without your purse, because if you don't have your driver's license, how are you going to fly back? And it dawned on me, she's right. I'm not going to be able to come back without my ID. So I'm like, I can't leave without my purse. So I started heading back, and I was going through you know, has the thing, you know, to the plane where you board. Well, I was going up that runway thing, and then I hurried up and opened up this one door, and then I opened up another door that went into the airport. And as I was coming out of that door, I saw the lady, and she was coming around the corner, and she had my purse on her arm, and I was like, oh, praise the Lord, she has my purse. And so she was really shocked, because she's like, those doors that I went through were supposed to be locked. And and she just couldn't understand why I was able to get through those doors. And I just give God the glory, because obviously the angels opened the doors for me, because they opened up right away. I had no problem going through those doors. So I just praise the Lord for my purse, and because my cell phone was in there, my wallet, everything was in there, and I was panicking. I was like, oh no, I gotta have my purse. So I praise the Lord for that. That's a huge praise. And then I praise the Lord for just a wonderful time with my brethren as we visit Pastor Nick and Sister Fran, and I had an attack from the enemy. All of a sudden I got these sharp pains in my back, and it was just really, I have back pain normally because I had an injury when I was younger, but it's just a dull pain that I can live with. But this was really, really bad pain in my back. So I asked some of the sisters to pray over me, and they did, and praise the Lord, the pain went away right away. So I give God all the glory for my healing, and not only the sharp pains, but my back just seems so much better. I don't have the pain like I normally do, and I know he's healing my back. So I just praise the Lord for that. That's a huge healing that I've just been suffering for many, many years, and praise the Lord for my healing. And then I also want to praise the Lord for I got back to work, and I had been gone for a week, and it was a kind of a bittersweet day because it was the last day of my store manager, and she'd been with Goodwill for, oh my goodness, I don't know, like 20 some years. And I didn't know it, but she's 81 years old, and she informed me that was her last day, that she was going to retire. So I praise the Lord that it got back in time on her last day to be able to give her a hug and tell her goodbye. And we're going to miss her, obviously, and we're going to get a new store manager, praying that he's, you know, going to be a good manager. And then I found out that on that same day I got back that we're going to get a $2 an hour raise. Praise the Lord. He is so good. I mean, I definitely could use that raise, and I just praise the Lord that, like I said, it was a bittersweet day saying goodbye to my manager and then finding out I'm going to get a raise. So that was awesome. And then I also want to, I had put a prayer request in our, you know, a prayer group on Telegram, and a friend of ours, he was in a bad motorcycle accident, and he's in critical condition right now. It doesn't look like he's going to make it, and if he does make it, he's probably going to be like a vegetable because it affected his brain. He's like bleeding in the brain, and I guess he was speeding on his motorcycle, and he hit sand, and the motorcycle just was turning over. Like, I mean, one of my husband's friends was right behind him when the accident happened, and he said he must have like tumbled like 60 times. I mean, and he had a helmet on, but still, you know, it was a horrible accident. And I was able to, you know, witness to my husband that, you know, I mean, I was able to, his name's Tim, if you can keep him in prayer, and his family, but I was able to visit with him about the Lord last time I saw him, and he wanted nothing to, he showed me that he was an atheist. He didn't want anything to do with God and didn't believe in him, and it's so sad, you know. And I told my husband, I said, you know, it's too bad that he didn't accept the Lord in his life before this happened. And my husband even agreed. He said, yeah, he said he was pretty stubborn. And I just looked at my husband and just kind of, I didn't say anything. You know, I'm praying that this is a wake up call to my husband. That, you know, life is short, and you just never know when your time is. And that could be my husband that got in that accident. And you know, that now's the time to accept the Lord and to, you know, live your life for the Lord while you're alive. And so I just wanted to share that. I love you all, and thank you for all your, I just love my church family, and I pray for all of us that we stay strong, and God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It's sad to hear about that guy, and it'd be nice if he comes out of it and realizes, we worship a living God. We have a God, and He is the God of impossibilities. What's impossible for man is possible for God. I mean, come on, He raised Lazarus, when he was already becoming human soup. So, let me just check my emails one more time. I do have one testimony from, looks like I might have got another one. Okay, yeah. I got a testimony from Brother Samuel, but not the same one from the UK. This is a brother here in the States, and he says, I honestly don't remember the last time I had a panic attack. I thank God for clearly calming me down and answering that prayer. I could focus a little more now. I'm still having some breathing issues, but they are becoming more and more tolerable than before. It's like he left something out here. Like the top part of the paragraph must be missing or something. I don't know. And he says, God is so good, because the fact that He would do anything for a terrible sinner like me is amazing and eye-opening, because as great as my sins were, He still showed that He was much bigger than they all by forgiving me and showing me He did and showing me He did by calming my heart down. What a wonderful God we serve. Amen. Amen and amen. Right, let me check one more time. Okay, it doesn't look like we got any more. It's a pretty good Sabbath, testimony Sabbath. And so I guess I'm going to drop the mic. We'll have some music, unless Sister Mindy has something else to share here. Let me see. Okay, that's not good to say. So anyway, Okay, let me drop the mic. She's got more to share.
I have another praise from Sister Janiza. She says, I praise the Lord for healing, travel mercies, fellowship, for supplying all our needs, mercy, grace, forgiveness, and the salvation. God is so good. Yes, sister, praise the Lord. And Brother Alex also shared in the chat room that he praises the Lord. He had received a raise from work as well, so praise the Lord. And while I'm on the mic, I was moved by the Spirit to share something with the church family. And we have a lot of new members in our church. And I had asked the Holy Spirit to help me write a poem. This was, maybe last year. And I feel the Lord wants me to share it again with the church family. And the name of the poem is called Repairers of the Breach. And as you all know, we are called to be repairers of the breach. That is our duty. And we all know what the breach is, and that is the fourth commandment and the Ten Commandments. So the poem reads, God's remnant church, His elect, first fruits, His chosen ones, are to go forth in courage to proclaim the truth to all His lost daughters and sons. We are called to be restorers of paths to dwell in, repairers of the breach. We must now prepare for this final battle to go out and win as many lost souls as we can reach. Very soon the Lord will cause His latter rain to abundantly fall, and God's obedient children will hear the rushing wind of His mighty call. We will all come together with one mind and one accord to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit from our Commander-in-Chief, our righteous Lord. We are Christ's chosen soldiers and will soon be called to war. No time to waste. We must put on God's armor and adhere to Christ's words, go and sin no more. It is time for thee to work, Lord, for they have made void thy law. A breach has been rapidly growing, which is your fourth commandment that we saw. For with untempered mortar they have dubbed their false unstable wall, but soon the fury of the Lord will rend it. With great hailstones it shall fall. The untempered mortar is Satan's counterfeit Sabbath, Sunday, that all the world now honors instead of God's holy seventh day. Therefore the loud cry must go out, and unto the whole world it must reach. So sharpen your two-edged swords and prepare for a battle, Christ soldiers, repairers of the breach. God bless.
Amen. Thank you for sharing, sister. Okay, we're going to have one song, some prayer, and then I'm going to share some information regarding the final test.
I love the truth that you and I get together in. What wonderful people.
Those wonderful people are the strangers.
Amen. Bigger Neil, please do so. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for blessing us today in the last 30 days, 30 years, 30 decades. All you're God, blessing your people, your children, your obedient remnant. Thank you for giving us the means by which to do this work and the desire in our hearts to do it. And thank you for helping us to overcome in even the small areas of our life. Because, Father, we know if the enemy of souls has a toehold, he's going to grab the leg. And it's going to make it that much more difficult for us to overcome. And then we won't receive the rain. We want to go forth and glorify you. So thank you for blessing us with the latter rain, a desire to overcome, forgiveness of sins, and the cleansing from all unrighteousness. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, all those that you send our way, and thank you for giving us the words that will help them too, and even those that come against us, we pray for them as well, Father. Forgive them, for because they really don't know, they have no clue what they're doing. And so, please bless the remainder of this Sabbath day, and please bless me as I share in regards to what you're revealing to us regarding the final test that all of mankind is about and has already begun to go through. And we offer this prayer to the best of our ability, which always falls far short of the name we pray in. And that name is the name of your Son, our Savior, our King for eternity, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.